Well, welcome back to Toddcast. This is Blue Valley School District, and our way of giving you information about what is happening in our school district and pertinent to your child's education. And today we have Dr. Jennifer Luzinski here to talk a little bit about the work that's been going on in the Blue Valley Schools, not only this year, but a year ago, regarding our literacy plan. And so welcome, Jennifer. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Dr. White. It's great to be back, and I'm excited to talk a little bit about the area of literacy.
Fantastic. You know, last time we were together, we talked about standards-based grading and some of the things we were doing in order to really kind of authentically understand where students are in the progression of their learning and those sorts of things. And really, we're kind of doing the same thing here today, although specifically talking about literacy and how we can make sure that we really attend to the individual needs of students in their own learning, but also do it in a very structured way. So let's really kind of start with where all of our work does, and that's in our strategic plan and our blueprint. And even a year ago, we put this sort of work of literacy in our strategic plan. So tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, what was the impetus for that and what we've been doing and kind of bring us up to this year's work.
Sure. So we recognize that students leaving our system prepared for the world in which they will live and be citizens is largely based upon being literate, being able to read and meet the demands of whatever the future holds for them. And so we have undertaken the task of writing a K-12 literacy plan, articulating what it is we want students to be able to know and do in the area of literacy when they leave us. And it digs into some of the smaller slices, but essential components of that in the sense of, what do we do when a student needs support? What are the sources of data that we use to identify students who are thriving, but those who maybe have some areas for us to focus in partnership with the student and family? Mm-hmm. We really have spent a lot of time, too, looking at the foundational aspects of reading, those building blocks of literacy for students, as well as our curriculum, our instruction, and our resources.
Right.
And certainly professional learning is a huge part of that piece, too.
You know, that is a lot of work that I know that you and others have been involved in. But I just want to emphasize a couple of things for our listeners is that I think traditionally when we think about literacy, we might think about that only for elementary students. And here our work has been now to really take a look at this K through 12. Because certainly there is a literacy component to middle school and high school students and the need for them to be literate in the areas of content and some very specific content as they continue to go into high school and well beyond. So I think that's an important point. The other point that I think that is important for our listeners is that there are some foundational basics, some things that we know to be true about the learning that occurs for letter formation and sounds that form the basis for reading, that really you've become our resident expert in, and we're kind of going back and making sure that that really is at the heart of this literacy plan. Talk just a little bit about that.
Sure. There's a hefty body of research on the science of reading that has certainly gained a lot of national attention lately. And it really dials into how do human beings learn to read. And it what this body of research has shown is that we now know from a group of researchers across a variety of fields that there really is a sound and a symbol, a visual, a code, so to speak, component to literacy that our brain maps. And that's where really fluent reading happens. Mm-hmm. And this work really highlights the essential nature of two foundational pieces for young readers. One is the phonological awareness, the sound structure that underlies spoken words or spoken language. And the second piece is the phonics. So how do we encode? What's the code that these sounds are formed in. And so this body of research, this science of reading research, has really highlighted for us how important it is to give students a solid foundation in these skills, and then as they grow, to continue that work, but also really pay careful attention to fluency, to vocabulary, and comprehension. And so we've been doing a lot of learning, a lot of training, mm-hmm. and a lot of planning to move to what's called a structured literacy approach to literacy for our youngest or elementary school readers.
Yeah. So we know so much more today than we have previously about how the brain works, but with respect to what you've just described, the complexity and the understanding about how to decode all of that and to simplify it for our youngest readers, but actually for everyone, as we've mentioned, K through 12. You also hit on another important point that I want to make sure that we talk about, which is the training of our staff. So now that we know this element of structured literacy, it's important that all of our teachers are exposed to that. And we did that work as recently as within the last week, mm-hmm. Right? So talk a little bit about this journey that we've been on in terms of both informing, training, and then, if you will, teaching our staff how to become, I'm going to say that we're working on making sure that we become fluent ourselves in the understanding about how to teach reading. And so maybe just shy of being experts, but we absolutely want our teachers to have that sort of wealth of knowledge and understanding so they can impart that to our students.
We're on the journey. And it's a significant lift in terms of learning for teachers, but our teachers are really, we were with all of our elementary classroom teachers, resource teachers, and ESOL teachers last week. I spent half a day with them, and I can't tell you how open and enthusiastic they are to this learning. And so it was a great day to be with them. And we will continue to offer those learning opportunities for them through district professional learning events, professional learning at the building level, and job-embedded professional learning through their building reading specialist and certainly using their instructional design coach. We've also really invested over the last year and a half, in some deep dive training for some of our literacy experts. And so our reading specialists at elementary, some of our resource teachers at elementary, middle, and high school have participated in what I would call a pretty deep dive of professional learning. We've partnered with Michigan Dyslexia Institute for 30 hours of really deep science of reading and dyslexia learning for these people. And we're excited to have these literacy professionals in residence within our buildings. We know that's a great asset.
Yeah. So, and what you're referring to is our Orton-Gillingham training. And it really is like taking a college course. And I know our teachers can get college credit mm-hmm. for this work, but it really is study and work and then reviewing and reflecting on the work that they've done, again, to enhance their ability to teach reading. And we've taken about how many people through that intensive training?
We've taken all together about 100 people through
right.
that training.
Yeah, in the last couple of years, right?
Right.
And I think it's certainly proved to be beneficial for those that we have, but 100 teachers over 2 years, you know, we've got a lot of teachers.
Right.
So we know that it's a process for us to go into that. But I think one of the things that Dr. Merrigan is both recognized and now is certainly recommending is that we hire someone that can assist us in this training. We know that this training occurs from Orton-Gillingham periodically, but we really kind of see the need to have somebody here where it's job embedded. And honestly, it can happen, you know, each and every day that our teachers are at work and kind of be that on the job reflection and coaching that is so important to this. So talk a little bit about that position and that person that we're hoping to hire real soon.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, we do have a lot of teachers. And so the opportunity to post a position for our own dyslexia coordinator in Blue Valley is exciting because we know that teachers learn best when it's in that job embedded right. context, when we can get smaller groups and someone can really sit down with an individual or a small group of teachers and address their learning specifically to their needs. And we believe this person will be able to do that for us in addition to leading and planning some professional learning at the district level, but to really be able to get out and partner with teachers to support them in what they do best, which mm-hmm. is planning learning for children.
Great. You know, we've mentioned dyslexia here, we've been working with a group of parents for the last couple of years, asking them to come in and spend some time with us to both understand where we are and where we need to go as a school district. But the state's also kind of been under that journey as well. So talk a little bit about the state task force that's just recently completed some of its work, and then how that work really kind of informs us about what we're doing here in Blue Valley.
That's true. The state formed a state-level dyslexia task force during the 18-19 school year, and that group included parents, educators, state legislators, some post-secondary professors, and experts. And that group came up with a body of recommendations, which they made in January of 2019. And then in November of 2019, those recommendations were unanimously approved by the State Board of Education. And as a result, there were new policies around dyslexia mm-hmm. that were shared with school districts, accredited school districts. And so mm-hmm. we have looked forward to guidance from them and resources to support the implementation of them. In some places, we are a little bit ahead of them.
Right.
Blue Valley identified the need to have a universal literacy screening assessment for our students so we could know early
right.
who is on benchmark and who might be at risk of not reaching benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll implement that ahead of the state. We implemented this year. The state would say that that would be something for next school year.
Right.
So we're excited about implementing those recommendations. Mm-hmm. We feel like they will make literacy instruction for students with dyslexia and all students stronger.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to know more about that, please go to our website and you can check that out. You'll see on that dyslexia information page not only what we're doing, but you'll also see the state recommendations and timeframes and kind of where we are. We've kind of cross-mapped that about where we are in the process of doing that. But we welcome that conversation, certainly that research and the emphasis on reaching struggling readers of all types. But this is important work for us, and we're certainly committed to doing it. As we've said, we're training, we're hiring what we believe to be experts in the field to assist us in this work. And as you started out saying, the most important thing that we can do is ensure that when our students leave our system, that they are literate in a variety of different mm-hmm. Disciplines, but certainly as we've been talking here in this aspect of reading. So beyond the training and the continual work that we'll be doing with our dyslexia expert, what are some of the things that we expect for the coming year?
Well, we know that we have professional learning, which will continue for all of our teachers, kindergarten through 12th grade. In April, we'll be in front of our secondary teachers, starting some of the science of reading, professional learning, and moving that work forward. We really look forward to figuring out the role of assistive technology for students right. who have some specific learning needs. We want to ensure that students always have ways of demonstrating their learning mm-hmm. Without letting reading be a hindrance if they have right. some challenges in reading. And we also want to make sure that technology can help students who have some challenges in reading to learn as well. And so we're really excited about the role of assistive technology. And we're also doing a lot of work in looking at our resources. We want to ensure that our teachers have both the learning, the knowledge, mm-hmm. and then the resources to make sure they can deliver the very best instruction to students who are a part of their classroom.
Great. Great stuff that we are doing. We're continuing to learn formulation of a K-12 literacy plan that can be put in place, the use of technology, training, of resident experts. And so I think the future is bright for our teachers, but most importantly, our students, as we continue to provide them with the very best. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for your work. I know that I've seen you in a variety of different places around the district doing this work. I know you're really passionate about it. That comes through when you speak about it, your commitment to it. But we just thank you so much for your expertise and helping us along this road. Like we said, it's beneficial for our staff, but most importantly, our kids. So thanks very much for doing that.
Thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to talk about this work. It's close to my heart, and I think it's just vitally important.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. And thanks to you for listening to another edition of Toddcast. And we greatly appreciate the opportunity to serve your children. And thank you so much for allowing us to do so. So go out and make it a BV Best Day.